But I don't understand. How did the elephant get its trunk?
Oh, that's complicated.
And the leopard its spots.
And the rhino, where did its thick skin come from?
Just like your dad, too many questions.
But do you know the answers?
Ha!
She does know why a baobab tree was planted upside down.
Do you?
Who stuffed it in the ground the wrong way round?
Well, do you?
Children, of course I know why home sweet home is shaped like so. I'll tell you the name of the animal to blame.
Baobab.
The baobab bungled.
Baobab.
Made an awful blunder.
Baobab.
But can you guess, I wonder, just who was the baobab bungler?
Was he a monkey, some kind of hog?
No.
A wacky old ostrich?
Or a loopy frog?
No.
Was it a zebra?
A nutty giraffe?
No.
Or maybe a screwy old rhino who wanted a laugh?
Now, my dear leverets, no rhino I know planted that tree.
Morning, Coney, I'm sorry.
Just who was the baobab bungler? Must have been a creature whose mind was mad.
Whose brain lacked cells.
Whose eyes were bad.
Was he drunk?
Idiotic.
Totally psychotic.
Just who was the baobab bungler?
Long ago, Mother Nature gifted a beast a tree. Said, go plant them, made the world a lovely shady place to be.
But the baobab bungler couldn't care less. The tree she gave him didn't impress. He tossed it away without care, and it landed roots in the air.
Children, hide for your lives. It was someone much meaner, with eyes sharp as knives, and senses much keener.
What a nasty demeanor.
Can you guess who it was?
Hyena?
Hyena!
Baobab! Hyena was the bungler.
Baobab!
Who made this lovely blunder?
Baobab!
At last we understand. Hyena was the baobab bungler. Baobab!
Mandisa, I despair. How could they have elected that lion? They will live to regret it. It reminds me of, when was it now? Yes, back when that tortoise was still young and the...
Coney, please don't mention the T word. You know how it upsets my husband.
Sorry, Mandisa.
Sorry, Mandisa.
Children, stop it.
Don't worry. Compared to mine, their lives will be short. But why didn't Rolly get into the mix? He's quick and he's clever. He knows all the tricks. Nobody these days of any caliber seems to want to get themselves into politics.
I wish I knew my husband's mind, Coney.